Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Machsim, it's Rabbi Gitke Ben Shio to one and all, and we're starting Tufshin Ayin Gimel, starting the first blot for the new year after Rosh Hashanah. We're on Mem Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Umid. Says Imara, Tanya, we bring a Braisa. Somewhat ironic, it's a fast day, but we're going to talk about benching the whole day now. It's Tanya Rebleza Oymet. Rebleza tells us, when it comes to the Nusach of benching, as we know, when you start if you leave that out, you were not yotze. If you leave out malchus beis dov b'bnei yishloim, malchus beis dov mishichacha. If you leave it out in b'nei yishloim, in other words, in rachem, yotze dechavasa, you're not yotze. Where does it say in the Torah, eretz chemda toiv rechava? So the Rabbeinu Yoina brings at the back of the Gemaras that part of the pasuk we have in Parsha Shmois, where it says in Perek Gimel pasuk Ches, Ve'ered lahatzilam miyad Mitzrayim ul haloisim an aretz ahi el eretz toiva urechava. So it talks about eretz toiva urechava, but we're missing a word, eretz chemda toiva urechava. So for that we have another pasuk in Yermia. This is Gimel Yud Tes. So here it says Eretz Chemda, here it says Tevra Chava, and therefore says Rabbeinu Yoina, that's the makar of the Nusach that we have. Why do we have to say these words at all? Because it says Yechaltus Vata Verachtus Hashem Lekecha Al Oret HaToiva Shenosam Loch, and since we're talking about the Oret Toiva, so we want to go and be descriptive and put in other nice Lashonis that we find in the Torah about Eretz Yisrael. And then Malchus Beis Dov, you have to Bani Shloim, and if you didn't say those, Lo Yotzi Dei Chayvasai. The Malchus Beis Dov is integral to Bani Shloim, explains Rashi, because Al Yodoi Niskachi Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim became Niskadesh, how? Through the Malchus Beis Dov, he was the one that made the whole Yerushalayim Kadosh. The Meiri says further that since part of the tefillah is that we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Boinu Yishlaim, Kodesh Baruch Hu should rebuild it, the rebuilding will happen through the Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is from the Malchus Beis Dovid. So therefore it's not only that the origins of the Kedushas Yishlaim, but the future of Yishlaim is all toloi in Malchus Beis Dovid. Nochem HaZakin Oimen, Tzorech Sheyizkor Bo Bris. When you're benching, you have to go and say, Val Brischa Shechasamta Vivsareinu. Why do you have to go mention Bris? Says Rashi, because when's the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about giving us the Holy Land? At the time of the Bris in Bereishis Yud Zayin, Nasati Lechol Zarecho Acharecho Eis Eretz Begurecho. Rashi brings it here that at the time of the Bris that Avraham Avinu had the Bris Mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, and that's Chus, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. No, so if we got Eretz Yisrael and Chus the Bris, and here it's talking about the Oretz, in the Chalz Vot V'Rachta Shem L'Kechal Oretz Tov Yishas L'Loch, therefore we bring in the Birchas Oretz, we bring in the Yisker Beris. Rabbi Yossi Ayim Mitzach Shiyisker Batoira, after we finish our Brischa Shechsam Tov Sereini, Val Tiroscha Shali Madit Tanu, why do we have to mention Torah in benching? So Rashi says, because of the fact, V'schus HaTorah V'Mitzvahis Yorshu Es Oretz. It says in the pasuk, "Kol mitzvah shenoich mitzav chayoyim tishman lasois leman tichyon uravisem uvasem v'yirishtem es aretz." So it's b'schus the mitzvahs and the Torah that I gave you. That's why you're going to have the richest aretz. And this pasuk, after all, this bracha that we're saying in the birchas hamazon is the birchas aretz. Flamei says, "I agree to what Nochem HaZakin said that you have to mention bris. I agree to what Rabbi Yossi said that you have to mention Torah." And tzarach shiyaktim bris l'toyre. In the benching, you have to say bris first, which is what we do. Abrischa shechasamta v'sareinu, val teiroscha shlima detonu. Why? Shezu nitna b'sholish brisois. Bris goes before Torah, because Torah was given at three times, and the Torah uses the term bris to refer to these three times. We're the three times. So Rashi, the final Rashi tells us, number one, b'sinai uva oil moyed. Number two, b'har grizim. And number three, b'arvois moyev. Sinai, of course, when we got the Torah, The Rashi on the surface looks a little bit strange, because the Gemara said, well, let's look at the Rashi. Torah Nitna B'Sholosh Brisos, about 10 lines before the end, on the left-hand margin, B'Sholosh Makoyim Nitna Torah Yisrael, three places the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael. Which were the three places? B'Sinai, Bo'el Moyed, U'Bahar Grizim, U'Bahar V'Smoyed. Obviously, there's a problem here. We just said three, and we just mentioned four places. What's going on over here? So you'll see that there's a hay, and the hay takes us to the Bach, and the Bach told us that this is really based on a Gemara in Masechta Soita, where there's a machloikis, how you count the three, and Rashi's quoting Rabbi Shmuel there in Masechta Soita, which says that Sinai and Oil Moed is considered to be one. Why is it considered to be one? Because the Klolim, the general rules, were given on Sinai, and the Prata were given in Oil Moed. This is not like Rashi says in Chumash, the beginning of Parshas Bahar. But in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, it says Bahar Sinai Leimor. Rashi says Mashmit Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. They come to tell you that just like Kloisel Proteseo were given Har Sinai. Anyway, but this Rashi is not in accord with that Rashi, because this Rashi is quoting Rabbi Shmuel. So Machloik Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva Masech the Soiter, and Sinai is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Klolim, the general rules. Oil Moed were the details. Oil Moed is the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me'oyel Moyed Lemar. And I don't have to tell you that in Vayikra, the whole Sefer Vayikra is chock full of mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs involving the karbonos, and then of course later on, when you get to Achrei Mois, and you talk about the what you did on the whole Avodah on Yom Kippur, and then of course you get to Achrei Mois Kedoshim, you have tremendous numbers of mitzvahs involving the Aroyas, and involving Tumah, Vatahara, and then in Shmini you have all the dinim of Kashrus. So Vayikra is full and full. So therefore, the Oil Moed is what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of the specific details. So Sinai Oil Moed is one. Har Grizim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave once again the Bris, as we'll see in Rashi in a moment, and Arvos Moed. Arvos Moed is referring to Sefer Dvorim, where there was Mishnah Torah, where everything was repeated once again. So you see Rashi continues on, B'chol Echad Nichras HaBris, each time there was a new treaty. Kedesani Masechta Soita. Now, by the Har Grizim, interestingly enough, there the term Bris is not used. However, since it says Orur B'chlal V'Orur B'Frat, in other words, you have all of the Orur Isha Shiyase, Orur Isha Shiyase, Baruch, each one of them, the Torah goes through a whole bunch of Arurim and Wolter Brachos. Anyway, so that's considered to be a new Bris, because we're telling Klal Yisrael, you don't do these things in Chas V'Sholem, it's sinish gut. And if you do the things that you're supposed to, then it's baruch, then you're blessed. So that's all considered to be, in a sense, a bris. But the word bris is used expressly, b'oil moyed, and v'chein b'oil moyed, shenemar, eile divrei bris, and this is a pasuk at the end of the Toichacha, which we learned a couple of weeks ago, at the end of Parshas Kisavoy, eile divrei bris, bris, that means Arvos Moyov. Arvos Moyov, in other words, in Dvarim. Mavada Bris, that's besides a Bris, meaning the Toichacha, Asher Koras Itam Bechoyrev. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Koyres Bechoyrev. Choyrev is a reference to Har Sinai. Uksiv, Ushmartim is Divri Habris Hazois. Anyway, so therefore we have the term Bris used expressly by Arvos Moyov. We have it expressly referring to Choyrev, which is Har Sinai. Har Sinai and Oil Moed go together. Har Grizim, although we don't have a reference to the word Bris, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyres Bris by all of the Orr and all the Baruchs that we had in Har Grizim and Har Evel. Anyway, so bottom line is, Torah is Nitna B'Sholosh Brisos. V'zu, Zu means the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu in Bereishis Yud Zayin. V'zu Nitna B'Yud Gimel Brisos. Here you have 17 Brisos mentioned in Sefer Bereishis. If you go to Bereishis Yud Zayin, where Hashem gave the mitzvah of Bris Mila, Vayechi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'Sei Shishana, he was 99, Vayir Hashem Avram, V'etna Brisi b'ni v'necha. Oh, so you already have one time Bris. V'ani hine Brisi itach. It's two times. V'yikori oyd Shimcha Avram, v'yishimcha Avram, v'yifresi oyzcha, Vakimoisi is Brisi Beni Yovenechas, three times. Ben Zarach Achrech Ladorois and Bris Oilam, four times. Ben Satil Chol Zarach Achrech, Eis Eretz Megurecha, that's what we spoke about before, Eis Kol Eretz Kenan, Lachuz Es Oilam. Vayemer lekim el Avram va'atas brisi sishmar. That's number 5. Zois brisi shetishmaru. This is number 6. Hima lechem kol zachar. When a maltem. V'hoyla ois bris is number 7. Mitshmoinis yom yimal. Himal yimal yid beischem mitmaskas pech. Vois brisi bivsarchem. Number 8. Bivsarchem livris oilam is number 9. V'orel zachar shlo yimal. S brisi heifar is number 10. And then there's another 3 times again. Vakimois is brisi iter lebris oilam ulzari achrav is 11. There's brisi akim is Yitzchak number 12. And there's a number 13 somewhere here.
I think you counted 5, 12. I think you.
Oh, could be. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is the 13 altogether ishkoyach here in Parshas. And the Parshas Lech Lecha, where you have the mitzvah of the bris milah. So 13 times it says the word bris. I counted last night. They're there. You can check it out.
Excuse me, I'll talk about one thing, though. When we count it 3 times, the brachos enclosed in Kisavo, aren't they in Arvos Moav? I'm sort of confused. I thought all that's happening, all the whole Sefer...
Yeah, but we're talking about Har Grizim. So the truth of the matter is, you're right. We're making reference to the Har Grizim, which you find in the Torah, where we lay in the Oris, etc.
Right.
But what Rashi's really referring to, the Gemara Sefer is referring to, is when they went over into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua, when they went to the actual Har Grizim and Har Evel. Okay. However, Rashi's quoting from the Psukim in the Torah, a future event that subsequently took place in the time of Yeshua, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah again through Yehoshua. Anyway, Shkoyach for bringing it up, and we continue on. So therefore, that's why, since here you have the word bris 13 times, and there you have bris 3 times, 13 over 3, and therefore you start the bris before the Torah when you're talking about the, when you're quoting them in the bench. And we continue on. Rebaba Oimer, Tzorach Shiyemer Bo Hoidoa Tchile V'Soif. Ah, when you're saying Hoidoa, meaning by Noida Lecha, you have to start off Hoidoa, that's the second bracha, and then it's a Va'al HaKol HaShem L'keinu Anachnu Moidim Lach, so you're saying both Tchil V'Soif, you go and say the word Hoidoa. And V'Poichis L'Yivchis Me'echad, if someone, for whatever reason, he's not in the mood, doesn't have enough time, you gotta run, it's late, so he only does one Hoidoa, okay, at least do one. V'Poichis Me'alef, whoever doesn't even do one, HaRizem Maguna, this person is, shall I say, disgusting, terrible thing. You have to go and say do at least once. Now, before we continue on, notice on the first line it says Reb Abba Oimer. Now, this is a very, very important reference here, because if you look Aleph the Masoris Hashas, he tells you, who is this Reb Abba? This is really Rav. Rav. Those of you who have Masoris Hashas on the top, otherwise if you don't have it, it would be parallel, a marginal note on the side. This is really Rav. Hachtana Zehu Rav, V'nikr B'shmoy Rebbe Abba. In other words, apparently, this is from the Oruch, his real name was Abba. In fact, we find other Gemaras that refer to Rav as being Abba Arichta, Abba Aricha. Apparently, he was a tall person, so he was a tall Abba. And his real name was Abba. But nevertheless, the Gemara calls him Rav, just like we find that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, his real name was Yehuda, and nevertheless, we call him throughout Chas Rebbe. This was a very honorific title to show that he was the Godel Hadar, so he was, just like they have today, the Rav. I'm sure you know who that's referring to. So therefore, at that time, the Rav, Dosi Yivein Reb Abba. That's the way the Oruch learns. However, there is a big machloikis about that, because back on Daf Mem Zayin, we had this a couple of days ago, in Rashi, in the middle of the Omud, Mem Zayin Omud Aleph, it spoke about that Shmuel said, Ilu Maisili Ardalai V'Goizlai Li Abba. Rashi in the middle of the Omud. That Shmuel was saying that I happen to like the Kinuach Suda, like Ardalaya, Rav likes Kmeda Pritzioys. At the end of the Rashi, Shmuel Hayakoyder El Rav, Abba Lechvoidoy. Meaning, his real name was not Abba. I don't know what his real name was. Why is Reb Gamliel? His real name was blank. The reason why Shmuel called Rav Abba as an honorific title, just like Lahavdul by the Goyim, they go and refer to the pastors, they call him the Galach, they call him Abba, they call him Father. So Lahavdul, if you have Dalis, they used to go and call the Choshev Eden, the father of the congregation, the father of Klal Yisrael, so therefore he referred to him as Abba. Yeah.
But Shmuel's father also was called Abba, because when we had the Gemara earlier, he says, I want Abba, Shmuel.
Yeah,
so it's a word, he's also calling me, so he's saying to him, you're like my father, you're like...
Excellent, beautiful.
It's an endearing phrase, it's calling a Rebbe a Tati.
Very good, excellent. So that's the same type of connotation. Anyway, There are Rashis and Rishbams about this throughout Shas that deal with this issue. And the machloik is what Rav's real name was. With Rav's real name was Taka Abba, and they called him Rav, or apparently he had some other name, and when you find the name Abba used in the Gemara, it's really more honorific that he's my father, just like they call him Rav, Shmuel called him Abba. Anyway, from this Gemara, Taka Mashal, like the Aruch, it was called Reb Abba, because Reb Abba, Rebbe, my father, that doesn't really go together well. Could be Rashi Taka over here would disagree, and he holds Reb Abba somebody else.
Reb Abba, there's the Naska de Reb Abba, we have in Babasra, the silver bar that...
But that's Naska de Reb Abba, so you're saying that could be... Okay, good. Anyway, so we continue on. And we're on to line 4 on Mem Tes Amar Aleph. V'chol ha'choysim manchel arotzeis b'birchas ha'aretz. Birchas ha'aretz is the noy d'lecha. And we end off, Baruch HaTor Hashem, al ha'aretz val ha'mozoin. If instead of saying al ha'aretz val ha'mozoin, somebody were to go and say, Baruch HaTor Hashem manchel arotzeis. Or, at the end of Bein Yerushalayim, where we say, V'nei Yerushalayim, Baruch HaTor Hashem, Bein Yerachmi Yerushalayim, instead of the person say, Baruch HaTor Hashem, Moshias Yisrael, Hari Zebur. Bur means it's Am Aretz. Now about the Moshias Yisrael Bein Yerushalayim, the Gemara is going to talk about at some length in another 10 lines. The Gemara doesn't deal with this Choysim Manchil Arotzois V'birchas Aretz, but some of the Mepharshim say that the reason why this person is Am Aretz is because Manchil Arotzois is a reference not only to give the land of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, which is what we are praising and thanking Hashem for. Manchal Rotz is referring to all the lands in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to all the Ummos Olam. Therefore, there's really no place for that in the middle of benching to thank Hashem for giving the Americans America, and the Europeans Europe, and the Asians Asia, and their various countries. We don't have to talk about that. We're talking about the special bracha that we have Eretz Yisrael. And we'll talk about Moshias Yisrael a little bit later. Oh, we already spoke about that before. If you don't say bris, a bris chasam zareinu about Yerosh Lumaratano and the Birchas Aret, or if you leave a malchus b'dav b'ni shloim, lo yotzi dechavosa, you are not yotzi the benching, not yotzi says mashma that you have to go and bench all over again. Usually Rabbeinu means Rav. Koshloi omer bris v'toyre b'birchas aret. Malchus b'dav b'ni shloim lo yotzi dechavasi was not yotze his chayvim. But says Gemara pligi bar Abba Yosi ben Destoy v'Rabbanan. Oh, a new machloikis unrelated to what we just said. Now, chad omer hatoyva meitiv tzricha malchus, chad omer ein tzricha malchus. When we start off hatoyva meitiv, which is the final bracha, we start a bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech hu olam. So we have that malchus there. One man the Yomah holds yes, you do put in malchus. The other one says you do not need malchus. What's the machloikis? Man the Yomah tzricha malchus kasava de Rabbanan. Man the Yomah ein tzricha malchus kasava de oiraisa. What's the pshat over here? As we know, the first three brachas in benching are zicha min hatoyra. The hatoyva meitiv, we had a big machloikis in the Gemara already over the last few blot, where that was min hatoyra or midrabban. We hold that it's midrabbanan, and the reason why it was they were masakin it was because of the haruge beitar, like the Gemara said yesterday, because they were nitnu haruge beitar lekvura, and therefore they made a bracha hatoyva meitiv toiv shlo yisrichu hameitiv shenitnu lekvura. However, there's a machloikis, and one man yama holds, no, that hatoyva meitiv theorizes. Now, what difference does all of that make? Because just like noidelecha and rachim no are their own separate brachas, but interestingly, they don't start off with a bracha. Noidelecha starts off noidelecha, doesn't say baruch ato Hashem, it ends off baruch ato Hashem, or it's velamazim. Rachim no doesn't start off baruch ato Hashem, it ends off at the end, b'ini v'rachma v'yishaloyim. So the question is, what about this fourth bracha? Aha. So according to the mandiyama that holds it's de'oraisa, it's just like noidelecha and rachimna. And therefore you don't have to say malchus. You could just go straight into it from after b'nei b'rach v'shalayim. You go into the fourth bracha. Atoyva meitiv.
And would you conclude?
One second. According to the other mandiyama that says that you do need malchus, like we say malchus, in other words, baruch Hashem kenu melech hu olam, because we hold that it's a separate bracha, and therefore it has no connection with the first three, and therefore to show that this is a separate bracha midrabanan, we make as a line of demarcation, and we start off brand new baruch to Hashem, not like a noidelecha rachimna, where it's just a continuation, it's a bracha smucha lechavit. Now, that makes very good sense. That's why here you say Malchus according to one of the Yom, and the other one says you leave out the Malchus. But taking this to the next step, according to Mandiyama that holds that it's Taka Midya Raisa, and therefore you don't need Malchus, just like you don't need Malchus, you don't need the Baruch Atah Hashem either. You could L'chayra just start off, Hakel Avinu, Malkena Adireinu, Barinu Galeinu. What do you have to have Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel Melech Olam? I mean, for the Niggin, one piece of good. Baruch Atah Avinu, Malchus. We start off Hakel Avinu right after, Barinu Barachmu Yishalayim. You don't need the whole Baruch, because just like by Noid L'chayra, you don't have a Baruch, and Rachim, you don't have a Baruch here either. So Rashi asks that Kasha, and Rashi says the reason why we do start off with Baruch is because it's a relatively short bracha, like the Gemara said a couple of blad ago, I think Memvav. In which respect is it short? Because there are no intermissions bringing in extraneous things. It's all one haidah to the Bnei Shalom. We thank you, Akel Avinu, that you're meitav, meitav, yeitav, gemalonu, gamleinu, gemalad, l'chein, l'ches, l'rachmim. You do so many wonderful things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. It's one long, short bracha in which is only kula haidahi, and so therefore, unlike other brachas where you start off with a bracha and you end off with a bracha, it's all one long bracha. Rashi says it's almost like birchas haperos when you're making a bracha on food. You don't have a double bracha that you at the end of shehakol nivdvarei bracha to Hashem shehakol nivdvarei. You only have one bracha from beginning to end. Birchas HaTorah, for instance, you start off with a bracha and then you end off. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisan HaTorah. Here, since it's Kula Haidah, it's only one bracha, so therefore that bracha begins Baruch Atah Hashem and ends off Al Yechasreinu. That's why we're Poseir Baba Baruch. That's what Rashi answers to explain. This Mandiyama would leave out, according to the one that holds it, Diyaraisa, he would say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu. He leaves out the Melech Olam according to this Mandiyama. Toisus is very bothered by that pshat. Toisus said, why did they have to make such a bracha that it should be in such a form? After all, if it's the arise, it should be exactly in the same form as a noidul lechon arachim, and it should end off Baruch Atah Hashem at the end instead of start Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. And Toisus says, Ein achanami. We are so used to the fact that the fourth bracha starts off Baruch Atah Hashem, the kingdom melech ha'olam, and ends off Al Yechasreinu, that we are blinded to the other Mandiyamar. According to Mandiyamar, the holds Diyaraisa in a Haram, you don't start off Baruch Atah Hashem. You start off, presumably, Akel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, etc. And you then off Al Yechaseinu Baruch Atah Hashem Hatoiv HaMeitiv. In a Haram, according to that Mandiyamar, says Toisus, that's the way we would do it. But we don't hold like that Mandiyamar, we hold like Mandiyamar, that's only Dirabanan. Diraban. And so therefore, we start off with a new bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, because it's not considered to be a bracha asmucha lechavrta. So Machlek is Rashi and Toisus, what the Mandiyamar that holds it is Midiraisa, what the exact form of the fourth bracha is. You still have a question?
You've answered
for me.
Thank you.
Good. How do you end off Bin Yerushalayim? Meaning that fourth bracha, the third bracha, where we end off of Bnei Yerushalayim, Kodesh Bnei Remeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei V'rachma V'Yerushalayim, how do you end it off? So, according to this man, the Yomi, end off with Bin Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Oimer Moshiach Yisrael. Aha, so this is a machloikis. Now, where is this machloikis? Why is this machloikis coming up over here? Many of us are under the impression that the whole bracha starts off Uvnei Yerushalayim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boini Barach Yerushalayim. That bracha really starts off from Rachim now. Rachim Hashem Lekenu. The Sidurim have spaced in between, I don't know, for the Niggin, for whatever reason, but really Rachim now all the way till Boini Barach Yerushalayim is all one bracha.
Inserts.
Oh, Zayegit, Shkoyach, as Mendy says, for convenience, because you put an inserts. Very good. Now the question is, okay, so what is this Rachim? Rachim no Hashem Lekeinu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Ba'al Yerushalayim Irecha. Oh, so we start off Al Yisrael, Ba'al Yerushalayim. Ah, so that's what is going on over here. Because Rashi tells us that there's a mitzvah every time you make a bracha to mesayim the bracha like the beginning of the bracha. And therefore, since we start off Rachim Yisrael Amecha, Ba'al Yerushalayim Irecha, so that we end off Bein Barachim Yerushalayim, that's wonderful, because that relates to the Yerushalayim Irecha. Now, what about this Moshi Yisrael? It's talking about Ma'u Chosim, how do you finish off Bracha number 3? We finish it off with Bein Yerushalayim, in other words, Bein Barachim Yerushalayim. Well, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Moshi Yisrael. He holds that you make Baruch Atah Hashem, Moshi Yisrael, and presumably ends with Amen like we have it. Moshi Yisrael. Faith Yamar Moshi Yisrael in Bin Yerushalayim. Why? Does he hold only Moshi Yisrael and not Bin Yerushalayim? So No. Hitaka holds you could do it either way. You could do a Bin Yishlaim like we do it, or you can do Moshe Yisrael. Either way, you have two options. Rabbi Rafuna Ikla Labei Reish Kalusa Pasach Bechoda Vesim Betarti. He started off with one and he ended off with two. Meaning, he started off the Rachimna making reference either to Yisrael Amecha or to Yushalayim Irecha. He didn't say both. One of the two. But when he ended off Vesim Betarti, he said Baruch Atu Hashem Moshia Yisrael Uvoine Yerushalayim. So instead of, for instance, making reference to Yisrael at the beginning, he went Rachim Lo Hashem Lekenu Al Yushalayim Irecha. He left out Al Yisrael Amecha, and at the end he said both Moshia Yisrael and Boinu Yushalayim. So Rav Chizda, Kivur Tzel Amechta Betarti. You think that what you did is a smart thing, that you ended off a bracha with two in Yonah Moshia Yisrael Boinu Yushalayim. V'atani Rabbi Yomayim Chayim Mishtayim. You're not supposed to go and make a chasimis a bracha of two separate inyanim. Why can you not do two separate inyanim? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in another 10 lines or so, because you're not supposed to make mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Chavilos chavilos means that you package all your mitzvahs together in one bracha. Each inyan is separate. Make separate brachas. When you're packaging two separate brachas together as part of one bracha, it sounds like chavilos chavilos. What's the problem with chavilos chavilos? The Gemara really doesn't address it here. However, Rashi in Psachim says the problem with chavilos chavilos means it sounds like it's a masui. The person wants to get rid of his peklach, and therefore he puts all the peklach together at one time. Shai nocha pekel, nocha pekel. Let's get rid of them, let's be finished with them, so that afterwards I'm free, I don't have to do anything for the rest of the day, it's all done. Aha. That's the inyan of chavilos chavilos. So even Rashi. Tosfos, however, also in Psachim says that the reason of chavilos chavilos is because you don't give the proper kavana to either of the two. By packaging them together, you have to split your kavana 50% for one, 50% for the other. Therefore, you don't give the proper focus of attention to either one of the peklach, so to speak. Anyway, so by making such a bracha, bracha to Hashem, Moshia Yisrael, Avon Yishalayim, that's considered to be doubling up on one pasuk, on one bracha, and that's improper. Levi said to Rabbi, I don't understand you. Whenever we go and bench, we say, Ala Oretz Vala Mazay. So isn't that doubling up? We're thanking Hashem for the land and we're thanking Him for the food. So if you want, no. So to Rabbi, we're not really thanking Hashem at two separate inyanim. We're saying, Eretz Demafka Mazay. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the land from which we have the food. So therefore, it's really one pekel, not two pekel. When we make the ala eitz for priya eitz, we end off ala oretz for ala peiros. Don't we have the same problem there? Say, no. Same thing. Eretz to mafke peiros, the land that produced the peiros. Therefore, it's all one inyan, not two separate inyan. We say in Shemoneh Esrei on Yontif, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman, Mekadosh Baruch Hu is blessing. He's making holy Klal Yisrael and the Zmanim. Isn't that two separate mitzvahs? Two separate in Yonim. Everyone on Yisrael, the Kachinu is Zmanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is Mekadesh Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael are the ones that are Mekadesh the Zmanim. Because as we know, the Zmanim are dependent on the Luach, and the Luach is dependent on when the Sanhedrin accepted, when the Bezin Yishalayim accepted the two Edim for being Mekadesh and the Chodesh. So therefore, Yisrael and Zmanim, they go together as one. It's a package deal, not two packages, it's only a one package deal. Pretty more. What about Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim? Same thing. So the Kachinli Rosh Chodeshim, like we just said. Okay, but now I'm going to stump you. Mekadosh is Shabbos, V'Yisrael Vazmanim. What happens if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, which happens quite frequently? Okay, so now it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. When I say Mekadosh is Shabbos, that's one inyan. Yisrael Vazmanim is a separate inyan. And Rashi says here, you can't say the same thing, that Shabbos is dependent on Yisrael, because it's not. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. Every single week you have Shabbos on the seventh day, having nothing to do with the Bez and Yon, Nish, Bez and Nish. Two separate Inyanim. So I see that I package together two Inyanim in one bracha.
Kedusha is one Kedusha.
And for the Gemara, Chutz Mizu, don't ask Akasha, this is the exception to the rule. Frank Gemara, Umayishna, why is this the exception? Says Gemara, because here it's considered to be one inyan. Why is it considered to be one inyan? Says Rashi, because we're thanking Hashem. Hashem is the one that's Mekadesh the Shabbos, and Hashem is the one that's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Therefore, the Iker of the Bracha is we're thanking Hashem. Hashem is the one that's Mekadesh both, which is your Teretz Bari. It's one Kedusha, meaning Hashem, two separate Kedushas, but there's one Mekadesh these two kedushas, and that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's one inyan. Hasam, however, there in the case of Moshe Yisrael Ben Yishalayim, these are considered to be two separate yanim. Hasam tarti. Each one of them is a separate inyan of Geula, a separate inyan of Yeshua, Moshe Yisrael Ben Yishalayim. Therefore, you shouldn't mix the two. Afraid more about time. Am I in Chos B'Shtayim? Why can't you go mix two together in one bracha? Like we said before, Levishein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You don't want to add up more and more packages together in one bracha, either because it looks like a masui or because you can't have proper kavanah. Okay, Fatima may have hilah. Bottom line is, all of this is fascinating, but what bracha should you take and make on the third bracha in Birchas Hamazon? On Rav Sheshes, Pasach Barachim Al Amch Yisrael, Rachim Noah Shem Lekenu, Al Yisrael Amecha, it says Al Amch Yisrael, we say Al Yisrael Amecha, and Choysim, and you finish off, Moshe Yisrael. So Rav Sheshes says is, since you want that the Chasima should be similar to the Psicha, you want that it should be a Ksiva v'Chasima Tova, you want that the Psicha and the Chasima should both be in sync. So if you start off, Rachim Noah Shem Lekenu, Al Yisrael Amecha, then you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Moshe Yisrael. If you start off Pasuk Barachim Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, in other words, you skipped Al Yisrael Amecha, you went straight to Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, then you Chayzim Al Yerushalayim, then you do like we do, you end off Boine Barachim Yerushalayim. For Nachman Amar, no, Afilu Pasuk Barachim Al Yisrael Amecha, like we do, Chayzim Boine Yerushalayim. Why? Vishim Shedemba Boine Yerushalayim Hashem. And after Kadosh Baruch Hu is Boine Yerushalayim, Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes, then he'll be Moshiach as Yisrael. Aim is like Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, this much Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes. So therefore, notwithstanding the Gemara said before that these are two separate inyanim, Rav Nachman says that they're really one inyan. So therefore, regardless of how you start off the Rachim, whether you start off Yisrael Amecha or you start off Yerushalayim Yerecha, it makes no difference. You end off Boine Yerushalayim, because Boine Yerushalayim Moshiach Yisrael is really one inyan. Now the Gemara goes and tells us a story. Amalei Rav Zeira le Rav Chisda, Nesi Mar Benisni. Rav Zeira asked Rav Chisda, please come and teach me some Torah. As Amalei, Rav Chisda said to Rav Zeira, Birchas Mezoinu le Gamrina, I don't even know how to bench properly. Utanuya Masnizen, and I'm roi to go and teach you Shiurim, teach you Torah. I don't even know, I don't bench properly. Amalei, he told him, "My hi, what happened? Why are you confessing that you don't know how to bench properly? What's going on?" Amalei, I'll tell you a story. The Kloy Lebe Reish Kalusa, I was invited recently to the Reish Kalusa's house, Ubrichi Bechaz Mezoina, and they were mechabim me to do the benching, and therefore I benched out loud. The Zakvi Rav Sheshes the Kuei, Alai Kechivya. When Rav Sheshes heard the way I was benching, he stretched out his neck in a taut fashion, like a chivya, like a snake which is coming up. In other words, became nice and rigid, standing tall. V'amai, and why did Rav Sheshes make such a physical reaction to my benching? V'amri, because I didn't say le'bris v'loy ta'ir v'loy malchus. I left out three components. The abris v'shechsam t'sereinu, v'altiros v'shlim adetanu, and the rachim, no, I left out the malchus based of it. And therefore, Rav Sheshes looked at me as if, what's going on? I don't know if he really looked, because Rav Sheshes was a Saginor, but at least he made some sort of physical reaction as if to say, no good, not a good benching. So now Rav Zeira said to Rav Chisda, Famayli Amris, why Taka didn't you say those three? Oh, Kim Khanana Marav, Dim Rav Khanana Marav, Loy Omar Bris, Natoiru Malchus, Yotza. You don't need to say these three, even though we said before, Loy Yotzi De Chavase. No, you don't have to. Why don't you have to? Bris l'fisha'ina b'noshim. Women can't say bris anyway, because they don't have the bris. That being the case, even though men do have a bris, but you see that that's not an integral core part of the benching, because you see, if women don't have it, they don't have to say it, so we don't have to say it. Torah Malchus also l'fisha'ina loy b'noshim. Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A woman can't be appointed as the king. V'loy b'avodim. Avodim have the same mitzvahs Ki'isha. They don't have, certainly don't have the Talmud Torah. They're only half of the mitzvahs. And therefore, I left these things out, because I figured just like Noshim and Avodim, they don't have to say these things. So men also don't have to say these things. So therefore, Rav Chanan al-Marav said the name of Rav, Yoyot. That's why Rav Sheshet gave such a reaction. So now Rav Zeira says to Rav Chisda, Shkoyach, Batshavkis Kolhari Tanoi Vamiroi, Vavdis Kerav. We had a whole slew of Tanoim and Amiroim before in the Gemara that said that if you didn't say the special words of Bris and Torah leYotzi deChavasai, so why are you fighting City Hall? You should have done like all of those, and you should have said them. That's the end of the story. Now this story raises certain issues, because if you remember, we're saying you did Kirav. Frankly, well, look at the top line of the Amud. We had Rab Abba Oimer, and the Oruch said that Rab Abba is Rav. And that same Rab Abba, who's Rav, if you go down five lines, continues on, V'chol she'enoi Oimer bris v'toyre b'birchas ha'aret, u'malch l'zab b'or yishloim, l'yotzi dechavasai. So we have a stira l'chay Rav on Rav.
One's Rav Chanan Rav, and one is...
Slow down. So that's number one, Rab Abba. So now you're going to say, oh, maybe the Takarai, the Oruch is not right. This is Rab Abba, is not Rav. It's a separate Yid. But if you continue on, we Tani Mesayle, Mesayle Rabloa, Dim Rabloa, Rabianka Baracha, Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is typically Rav. So Freitach the Rishash, in back of the Gemara, I have now a seed between Rav Chananel Omer Rav, Rab Abba, who according to the Oruch is Rav, and Rabbeinu, which is most of the time is Rav. What's going on? So therefore, says the Rishash, he thinks that we should add one word. Add the word Chananel, then you don't have a problem. In other words, like Barry was already suggesting a moment ago, that we have in fact a machloikis talmidim of Rav. What did Rav really say? And therefore, says the Rishash, what Rav Zeira was saying to Rav Chizda, you left the other two Ravs behind. And you followed Rav Chananel Amar Rav. Why did you follow Rav Chananel? You should have followed the other two, Tanoim and Amaroim, in the name of Rav. Anyway, continuing on, let me get right to...
One last question. I was waiting to end the sugya. It says, Moshiach Yisrael, Babon Yisrael, Harizah, Bor. But yet, later on, we say, you're supposed to say Moshiach.
Makhloikis.
But Bor is a very strong...
Exactly. He feels very strong in the other soul. Like we spoke about before, that when you start the fourth bracha, you have to go and say Melech Oilam, you have to say Malchus. What Rabbi Yochanan is telling us is that a bracha without Malchus is not a bracha. And that's why he makes sure to say Malchus. From Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan already said this. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'chol ha-Torah kula, that every bracha needs Malchus. So what is he being machadish over here that you need Malchus? Amr b'zeira, lo yimish tzricha shtei Malchus. What Rabbi Yochanan is telling us is that you need two Malchus. Meaning, that besides Melech Olam, we say Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Boreinu, Boreinu, etc. So we say twice Malchus, one at the very beginning, and then we say again the word Malkeinu. Okay, it's chodedit. Why do we taka repeat twice? Chodedit, one for its own sake, in other words, for the bracha of Melech Olam, for the bracha of Tovah Meitiv, for chodedit b'nei shaloyim, and one because we left out Malchus and b'nei shaloyim. B'nei shaloyim is the third bracha, noid lecha. We ended off bracha to Hashem, b'nei v'rach v'nei shaloyim. We didn't say bracha to Hashem lekenu Melech Olam. We left out the Melech Olam. So therefore, to be mashlam, that Melech Olam, we put it into bracha number 4. Why didn't we say it in bracha number 3? We'll see in a moment what's so special that we left it out. We'll see in a moment. Okay. Feiti mori hachi niboy klas. If that's the case, the reason why you're being mashlim is because you left it out of Bnei Yishalayim, then you should need three times. Chodadida, one for the fourth bracha itself. V'chodadida Bnei Yishalayim, one for, we left it out of Bnei Yishalayim in Rachim. Because it also ends off. You don't say Melech Olam. You know why we left it out over there? You don't need it. Because it's just a continuing one bracha, kind of back on the other bracha. It just hangs on to the other bracha, so you don't need it. So you don't need it there too. You're right. Mitzad bracha smucha lechavata, you don't need Melech Olam. El Ayadiyom Malchus Beis David, in the third bracha, we talk about the Malchus Beis David in Rachim Noah. Aha. Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, Valabai is a God of HaKadosh. We leave out, we talk about Malchus Beis David. Lav Oirech Arad, Loi Oma Malchus Shemoyim. It's almost offensive to the Rabbi Yishalayim. We're thanking Rabbi Yishalayim for all these wonderful things that he gave us. And then in the middle, we're saying, and don't forget about the Malchus Beis David. What about the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom? So therefore, to make up for that malchus, we say it in the fourth bracha, in bracha number four. Well, why don't we insert it in bracha number three? So Toisis and the second Toisis is bothered by that. We should go and say it in the Rabbeinu Shalom. But same tzichos, we don't want to equate the two in the same bracha. If you're going to go in the same bracha, the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the malchus based of it, it's almost as if you're putting them on at the same level. Therefore, we push it off to the fourth bracha. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's the reason why you have to have two times malchus, melech ha'olam, and then malkeinu, one for hatev ha'metiv, the malkeinu is to make up for Rabbeinu Shalom. But not else, it's missing Baruch HaTo Hashem, Melech HaOilam, but because of the Malchus based on it. So therefore, no kash anymore, but the Neidlecha, you don't need the Malkeinu for the Neidlecha. Rabab Omar, Hachik Omar, Tzrich Shei Malchus Levad, Lebar Medida. If you really count up, you'll find that there are three times in the benching, in the Berchus HaToiv HaMeitiv, it says Malkeinu. Where does it say three times? Baruch Ato Hashem Malkeinu Melech Ha'olam is number one. Number two, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu is number two. And then you continue on, Re'enu Re'i Yisrael HaMelech HaToiv HaMeitiv Lakol. So you say HaMelech again three times. So when Rabbi Bechana Rabbi Yechon HaToiv HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus, he meant three times altogether. Besides the Melech Ha'olam, we have to have two more Malchus in. Why? One to be mashlim for Rachim Noah. There we had the Malchus based David, and therefore we have to go and say another Malchus, because we don't want to offend Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal. And once we're doing one for Rachim Noah, we throw in one for Noidlecha as well. So therefore you got three all together. Okay, now the Gemara tells us another story. Yosef Reb Zeira Achoyre de Rav Gidl. Zeira was sitting in back of Rav Gidl. Yosef Reb Gidl came to Rav Huna. Rav Gidl was sitting in front of Rav Huna. In other words, Rav Huna was like the Rebbe. Then Rav Gidl was in the first row. Rav Zeira was in the second row. The Yosef Ka'omar, it's not clear who was speaking, but apparently it was Rav Zeira was speaking. And he said, Tov lehizkir shel Shabbos, Oymer, Baruch Shanosel Shabbosel, Lemnuchel, Ami Yisrael, Behava, Oysel, Lebris, Baruch Mekadosh, Shabbos. Now this is something that many people are not familiar with. And in fact, most of the old Siddurim never even brought this. Most new Siddurim today, particularly the Art Scroll Siddurim, do bring this. And that is, what happens if it's Shabbos? Shabbos, you know, we have to say Ritzei. What happens if a person, by force of habit, he went from Rachim Noah to Bnei Yishalayim, Bnei Barachim Yishalayim, Amen, before he starts to tell the Meitah, I left out Ritzei, what do you do now? So if you have a proper Siddur, Art School Siddur, even the Art School Birkonim, in the Ben Shalach, they have a special page, the special brachas that you insert between Bnei Barachim Yishalayim, Amen, and before Hatov HaMeitiv, if you already started Baruch HaTo Hashem and Hatov HaMeitiv, you're a goner, you're stuck, you can't do it anymore. However, if you haven't hit Hatoiva Meitiv yet, you can insert these brachas. So the Gemara tells us the short version of the brachas, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekidim Melech Olam, Shinasa Shabbos Lemnucha, Lama Yisrael Behav, Lo Yisrael Briz, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. That's what you say on Shabbos. Omer Iman Omra, who's taught you this? Who said this? Rav. Rav is the one that taught me this. Hadi Yosef Ekomer, he asked, what about Tov Lehizke Shal Yontif? What do you say then? Oh, you make Baruch Shanos and Yom Tov Am Yisrael, Simchul Zikaron, Baruch Mekad Yisrael Vazmanim. Omele, he has asked the man Omra, who taught you this? Rav. Hadi Yosef Ekomer, Tov Lehizke Shal Rosh Chodesh, Oime, Baruch Shanos and Rosh Chodesh Lam Yisrael, Zikaron. Here, by the way, you don't end off Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadish, you start to stop off Zikaron, because Rosh Chodesh is of a lesser degree of Kedusha than Yom Tov and Shabbos. The others you added Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, and here you say Baruch Mekadosh Shabbos Zmanim, but here in Zikaron you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Rosh Chodesh. V'lo Yadana. Awesome. Now he's adding. Now this story is being repeated now by Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira is repeating that Rav Gidl was the one that said before. I said Rav Zeira said before. The way Rashi learns, Machloikis and Mefarshim, but the way Rashi learns Pshat is that Rav Gidl was the one that was saying in the name of Rav for Shabbos and for Yontif, and now the Rav Gidl continued and said the same thing applies to Rosh Chodesh, and Rav Zeira, who's now repeating this story, subsequently says, V'leidana, I don't remember Iomer Basimcha Iloy Omer Basimcha. In other words, in this Rosh Chodesh, he says, La'am Yisrael L'zikaron, I don't remember if you're supposed to add L'zikaron U'L'simcha, or maybe you just stop at L'zikaron. I don't remember if he said you do say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim or you don't say. I don't remember if this was his own own invention, or whether he said this in the name of Rav. In other words, the third one, I'm a little murky on the details. But Lemaisa, it's like the Gemara brings tackle, is the Koran that we don't say Baruch Ato Hashem, we don't say L'Simcha, whether it's from Rav or not, Vesachnish, but we end it off with Zikar.
So in all this, you're adding a fifth bracha.
You're adding a bracha because you missed out on the Ritzeh. Correct.
A third and a half bracha.
Yeah, third and a half bracha, yeah. But now, as the Gemara, as I said before, but it's got to be that you didn't start on to Hatoyva Meit. You didn't start on Kelevina Malkina Adireinu, because once you start that, you're stuck. The Gemara says, "Gidol Bam Yumi have a koi kamed Rav Nachman." He was sitting before Rav Nachman. Tor Rav Nachman, v'hadar l'reisha. Rav Nachman made a mistake, and he went back to be. It's wonderful when you see Gemaras like this, because anytime, I mean, I'm sure it never happened to you, but when it happens to me and I miss a ritzay, and you got to go back from the beginning of the benching, I feel like a fool. But if we see that even the great, great Tanam and Amiraim, that they also no chas shalom, not being madam myself, chas shalom, kirochim mizrach mivara. They are anoshim, we're like chamoyrim about it. But nevertheless, you see, one can make a mistake and one can leave it out. So what do you do about Lareshi? He went all the way back to the beginning of benching. Why didn't you do like we learned? Obviously, Rav Nachman learned the daf. I mean, who doesn't learn the daf? Yomi. So obviously, he knew that you're supposed to go and say these brachas. Why didn't he insert a special bracha? The third and a half brachas of Tachbari. In my time, why did you go to the beginning? Rav said, if you make a mistake, you gotta go back to the beginning when mentioned. Like we have in the Yom Aleph. So therefore, why didn't you make that bracha? That's like we said before. In other words, once you start into a kelavino, you're stuck. You got to go all the way back again if you left out Ritzeh. By the way, that's only Friday night and Shabbos day. If you leave out Ritzeh by Shalosh Shudas, you do not have to repeat the benching. The reason for that is because it's a big machloikis whether you have a chiyuv of a third Suda on Shabbos. And that's why there are people that are somewhat lax in Shalosh Shudas, because the machloikis whether the third meal is an absolute requirement. Those that hold it's an absolute requirement, then we should have to repeat it. But since there are many poskim that hold it's not an absolute requirement, that's why you don't have to repeat it. Okay, but the first two avadi you do have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei if you started into Hatoyva Meitiv. I'm sorry, benching. Thank you. But if after the Amen before Baruch Ato Hashem you remembered, oh, I left it out, then you can insert the special bracha that we had on the Amen Aleph. What happens if you left out Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yovei davening? This, of course, is talking about Shachris and Mincha, not by Maariv. If you left it out, you got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If you left it out of benching, you don't have to repeat the benching. Why is there a difference? I was also bothered by this kasha. And he said to me in the name of Shmuel, that also loishmili. I'm sorry, but Amali minid Marshmuel loishmili. I didn't have the answer from Marshmuel. El nechsenan. You know what? Let's analyze it on our own. In other words, I have no Kabbalah, no answer, but let's try to figure this out on our own. Tvilah dechoy vhi machzir noise. When it comes to davening on Rosh Chodesh, like every day of the year, you gotta daven. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, you gotta daven. So therefore, if you messed up and you did an improper davening by leaving out the Yalav Yovei, you gotta say it over again. However, when it comes to benching, you don't have to wash on Rosh Chodesh, although it is a fairly common custom that one washes on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not a requirement. If you want, you can go and eat a full meal without washing and therefore without benching, since it's therefore this benching is a voluntary benching in a sense, it's not mandatory. The bayachli by layachl, if he didn't want to eat the full meal with washing on bread, he ate a meal without bread, you know, you could have done that, you didn't have to bench. A machzino, I said, therefore, since it's not totally mandatory, you don't have to repeat the bench.
It's ironic because the brachas of Muslims midaraisa and tefillah, the nisach is midrabanan. It's
very good.
Ironic.
Halacha comes out. Yeah. What happens on Shabbos and Yontif? That do you have to eat a seuda on Shabbos and Yontif? Hadar, are you telling me therefore that if you made a mistake and you left out Ritzeh or Yalav Yovei, Hadar, that you'd have to bench all over again? Amalei, and yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. choizel l'roish. You forgot retzei on Shabbos. You got to start from the beginning. Ayvam Ravuna Marav to Imer Barshinosan. Didn't we just say that you have these insertions? Weren't you listening when I spoke before? Loishana shalei pas about tovam made to be didn't start before the bracha. You have to start all the way from the beginning. So you might have told us the same halacha a number of times, but all the time. Yeah, David, you have a question.
Do you, if you realize you started a tov meitiv and then you have to go back to the beginning, do you finish a tov meitiv or do you just stop?
You're in the middle of kelavim akena d'reino. If you realize that you messed up, you stop right there. Start all the way from the beginning.
So it's not a bracha.
It's already bracha levatal. The whole thing is bracha levatal because you already said all these four brachas. It's only half a bracha levatal. You didn't finish the whole bracha, but the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, it's a bracha levatal.
What's the story? Well, I think it's thick in rachim. Yeah. I miss and shlein racha. So that's rachim. Why go back to zanzer kol? Mm-hmm. Rachim is messed up.
Yeah.
But a rachim, that should be sufficient. What's the story? Why go to the very beginning?
Who said you have to choiz v'roish?
You said.
Rav
says choiz v'roish. It says lo yotzi dechavosai. Marcy wasn't yotze. Lo yotzi dechavosai. You weren't yotze. But I don't know that you have to go from the beginning. It could be Ishkadarim from Rachim. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a machloik, it's a poskim. Most of the time, it's not a problem, because most of us either know benching by heart, because we've said it so many times, or we look inside the sitter. And therefore, we never leave it out. But in fact, if you did leave out, I believe it's a machloik, whether you have to start from the beginning, or you have to start from Rachim once again.
Would it matter that it's a bracha smucha?
Smucha l'chabata, yeah.
So if you went back to the beginning, then you don't have the...
What you're saying is like a package deal. Shouldn't you have to go all the way to the beginning, since you can't start in the middle of the choo-choo train type of thing?
Yeah, you don't have the opening problem. Yeah,
that's a good question. Anyway, bottom line is, look it up in Shulchan Aruch, but my recollection is that it's a machlokes. Okay, ad kama mizamnin, but if you left that yalav yovay, all the rest, you got to start from the choiz l'roish. You have to start from the beginning of it. Ad kama mizamnin. Okay, so back in our Mishnah, we said that when is there a din of Zimon? Now, although the Mishnah is referring to Zimon, it really, the same halacha applies to benching. What is the minimum that you have to eat for purposes of Zimon or for benching? So we had, at the beginning of our perek, a machloik is between the Tanakam, which is Ramayir, ad kam mezamnen ad kizayis, that's Ramayir, b'yuda oimer ad kibayir. If you remember, we had back in Daf Chav, it's really Durabonon. Not minatoy, because minatoy v'chalt v'savot v'irachta. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I shouldn't be nois upon them the Klal Yisrael, that they mach when they eat ad kizayis v'ad kibayah. Ad kizayis is Rameir, and Rabbi Yehuda is ad kibayah, and Rameir is ad kizayis. Zotimar, the memra. I said, now, although the Mishnah says that kan mezamnin, which is lashon zimun, the same thing applies to Bichas Mazon. If you see, there's a small toisis parallel to our Gemara, right next to Gemara, ad kan mezamnin, who adin Bichas Mazon beloy zimun. To eat a kezayis according to Meir, a kibay according to Yehuda, and Rabbi Musa Shmuel Nafilush al kezayis mezam. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that according to Meir, not only is there a chiv of benching, so even a chiv of zimun if you ate a kezayis. Okay. Anyway, remember that Meir choshev like kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda kibayah. Come to choshev according to Meir, a kezayis is choshev. According to Yehuda, kibay is choshev. Ve'im choshev minlo. We heard punkt vaket. Did not tochdo our Mishnah. Chay Mishi yotzim Yishalayim and iskashay biyodei baser koydesh. Person is traveling and he's traveling with a piece of shlomim in his knapsack, and absent-mindedly he decides to travel in Yishalayim to Bnei Brak or to Tel Aviv or whatever, and he forgot that he has in his knapsack a piece of basar kodesh. So he left Yishalayim v'nizkan, he remembers how he beyond the basar kodesh, he has shlomim. Now shlomim, as you know, has to be eaten within its kachim kalim, it has to be eaten within Yerushalayim, and so therefore if he takes it out, it becomes posel biyotzei. Once it becomes posel biyotzei, you have to go and burn it. Where should you burn it? Lechatchila, you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim itself, because those things that become posel biyotzei or posel bituma, etc., those things that can only be eaten in the Azara, you're supposed to burn it in the Beis Hadesh in the Azara. The Azara had a Beis Hadesh in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kodshi Kudishim, such as a Chatas, for instance, or an Osham. You have to go and burn them in that Beis Hadesh in the Azara. While if it's Kodshim Kalim, since you're allowed to eat it throughout Yerushalayim, if it becomes Tameh, etc., it becomes possibly Yotzeh, then you have to go and burn it in Yerushalayim proper. There's certain things that you have to take out through Chutz Sholosh Machanas, even outside Yerushalayim, but our Gemara is not focusing on that today. Tanam, Chay Mishiyot of Yerushalayim, what happens if a person left Yerushalayim? Venizkishoy, Biyod, the Basa Kodesh, and he has in his knapsack Ashtikoshlam. Im Ovar Tsoifim, if he passed Tsoifim, the Vos main Tsoifim, Rashi says, Mokim Shiocha Lirois Beis HaMikdash. Today we have a place called Hara Tsoifim, where that's the same Manad Beis HaMikdash. In English they call it Mount Scopus. But it's a Mokim Shiocha Lirois Beis HaMikdash. You can go and still see the Beis HaMikdash from that Tsoifim. Tsoifim means to see. A Tsofeh is to see, to have vision. So if you've already passed Tsoifim, which means that it's already too late even to think about your Beis HaMikdash, because you can't even see the Beis HaMikdash from there, serve him koyim, and then you don't have to go back. You can burn it wherever you happen to be, even outside Yerushalayim. Vimlav, if you haven't passed Tsoifim yet, even though you left Yerushalayim, but you're not that far away, you can still see the Beis HaMikdash, choyim serve him the Abira, and then you just go and bring it back into Yerushalayim, and burn it from the Abira me'atzei hamarocha. Now this is not precise. When the Gemara says that you have to go dafka, Lefnei Abir Matzi Marocha, really you can burn anywhere in Yerushalayim. However, if you burn anywhere in Yerushalayim, then you have to use your own Eitzim. If you want to use Atzi Marocha, and therefore use the communal Eitzim, and don't have to spend your own money for your own Eitzim, then you have to do Lefnei Abira on the Harabais, by the Beis HaMikdash. Then you can use Atzi Marocha. So therefore the Mishnah is giving you a break. It's telling you, Nebuch, you made the mistake, and you were Yotze. You were not Yotze. You were Yotze from Yerushalayim, and now you're back into Yerushalayim because you were within the Tzofim area. If you don't want to use your own Eitzim, you don't want to spend the money, you don't have them with you, after all you're traveling, go back to Yerushalayim, to the Harabayis. You can use the Atzim Aroch, and you can go and burn your Shlomim there because it became possibly Yotze. Ad kama heim choizrim. How much did you take in your knapsack if you just took up sapsa? Amashu, what's the shiur? The zevaze is because we start off the mission of chayin mitzvot Yerushalayim. There's another case also about chometz that a person who's going to Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach to go and bring his carbon Pesach, and whilst he's traveling from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, he remembers, I left back home ashtikel chometz. So I have to go back schnell, because if I go back schnell, then I'm going to miss the opportunity to go and bring my Korn Pesach. Should I? Shouldn't I? So the Ramea says, in both cases, both about going back for the Chumetz, and also about this case about burning the Basar Kodesh, the Shir is Kebeya. That's a Choshev Shir. And if you got to go home, you have to return to Yerushalayim to go and burn it. If you be the Oyma Zebezeb B'Kzais, in both cases, the Shir is a Kzais. So anyway, we see from this machloikis that it's just mamish v'nehapachu. It's the exact opposite than we said before. Before we said that Rameir in our Mishnah says, what's a dover choshev for benching purposes? Kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, kibayit. And here we see for purposes of the chometz and for purposes of the sreifas kodshim, the kodshim that came possible, then it's b'kibayit kontra Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, kizayit. What's going on? It's just the opposite. You have to go and switch it around. Which one do we switch around? So Tosis says we switch around our Mishnah, and that Remeir is the one that holds Tak Bekebeya, and it's Rabbi Yehuda that holds Bekezayis. You don't have to switch it around. Each machloikis is independent. Remeir serve chalte v'zavot v'rachta v'chalte zu achila v'zavot zu shtia v'achila Bekezayis. And what's the Savata Zushtiya? The Shtiya doesn't mean over here drinking Coca-Cola or drinking even water, because this is Virachta. And on water and Coca-Cola, we know maximum you have to make a Bar Nefoshes. I say maximum because we had a three-way Machloikis. Tuman Yom Hold, you don't even have to make any Bruch Achroina after you drink water. But we pass it, of course, that you do make a Bruch Achroina, but everybody agrees that's only to Rabban. Here we're talking about Vichal Zavot Virachta is min ha-toyre. So this shtia is l'choyre referring to the shtia of wine. And remember we had before in the Gemara, machloikis v'chalt v'sabat v'racht, if it goes on the shiva saminim. So this man, the Yom, apparently holds that it does go on the shiva saminim, and therefore what do you drink from the seven minim? You drink wine, gefen. Okay. So on that, the bracha that you make is min ha-toyre. So you have achila, you have to make a bracha min ha-toyre. The sabat is shtia that you drink. And says Ramea of Achila, we know throughout Kol HaTerikula, Achila is b'kezayis. That's standard shir. So therefore, it's a vechalta. You don't have to have a full sviya, because sviya is referring to the shtia. Achila is b'kezayis. If you hear the sava, vechalta v'zavata, Achila sheyesh bo sviya. achila which is tied to, it's not your normal achila of kol la toira kula, because the Torah doesn't say v'yachalta uverachta, it says v'yachalta v'savata uverachta. So I learned from this, it's got to be an achila that has a condition to it. It's an achila sheish basvia. Basically, it's got to be at least a kebaya. Oh, this gemara on the surface makes it sound like that this is d'oraisa, that Remeir is darshining min haTorah achila b'kazayis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds achila b'kebaya. But remember, back in Daf Chof, we said it's only drabanan, and therefore these psukim, these drashas, says Toisus, it's only an asmachta b'alma. Toisus Remeir also, right? You see, Toisus is parallel to our gemara. It's drabanan, and these are only asmachtas. Okay. Anyway, but bottom line is that the Rabbanan decided that that's the Shir Achila is called a Torah Kuladik, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan decided since it's V'chal to V'savata, it's got to be more than a Kazai, it's got to be at least a Kabei. Okay, so that applies to benching. Has Misvara Pli, but this is got to be Svaris. That what? Ramei Yisavah Chazurasi Kitum Azai, Matamasi Kibayi, Avcharasi Bikabei. He's talking about bringing back the Basar Kodshim. Basar Kodshim that was possible be Yoytze. Now we always typically have in the Mishnah that a Yoytze in the Tomei, mit the Pigel, mit the Dos, mit the Noisa, exactly. Usually the kind of package deal. So therefore, we're going to now say Yoytze is similar to Tumah. Just like Tumah is Bikibaya, anytime you metama Tumas Ochlan is always a Shir Kibaya. Machloik is whether it got to be the transmission or the got to be the reception, the Makabel, but it's got to be a Shir Kibaya. Avchazorasi also the Shir for being Choser by a Yoytze is also got to be a Kibaya. If you eat Basar Kodshim that becomes possible by Yoytze, when are you over? My sir b'kazayis, the shear of being Isser is a kazayis, afcharasi b'kazayis. So therefore, the din of when do you have to return it for purposes of burning is also b'kazayis. So therefore, that's a separate machloikis having nothing to do with the case of the chalt v'vata v'rachta. Therefore, you don't have to say mukhlefes hashita. These are parallel machloikisin. One thing has nothing to do with the other. This is based on psukim, hasmachtas. This has to do with svaris. The Gemara doesn't address the chametz of Pesach issue. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, but also because the isura of chametz is not a kazayas. It's a mashiru.
It's already a machloikim sechses ptachim, mishim, which we'll get to hopefully soon when we get into bayit. The Gemara doesn't address what's the inyan nagavi kol chametz of Pesach. Anyway, we start now a brand new Mishnah. Until now we've spoken about that there's a minimum of three for benching. Now the question is, what's the nusach, what's the text of the benching? A very straightforward, simple Mishnah, Zukta Mishnah, Ketzad Mezamnim. What's the nusach? Bishloisha, I mean, if you have three all together, then you say, Raboisai Nevarech, Raboisai Milgam Benching. Aha, so you use the expression Nevarech. Bishloisha, if you had four people, instead of saying Nevarech, Oimer Baruchu. Because Baruch Hu is saying, you don't need to come on to me. You got three guys without me. So therefore, Baruch Hu, you can say bracha on your own even without me. That's the difference between Nevarach and Baruch Hu. Nevarach, you need me because I'm part of the three. So Nevarach, let's all together, Rabbi Yisai, let's go and be bench. While if three plus one, so then the leader says to the other three, Baruch Hu, you can all bench because you are three on your own. Basara, if you have exactly 10, exactly the same, you say Nevarach Elikenu, like we say. But Basara Vahu, if there are 11 people, then Oimer, then he can go and say, you guys, Baruchu, because after all, you don't need me, there are 10 besides me. Now the Mishnah says, from this point, from 10, even if you have 100,000 people, then you say the exact same nusach. In other words, Nevarech, and if it's one extra, you say Baruch Hu, just like we said until now. So in other words, from 10 and above, there are no differences. Which is, of course, we also don't make a difference. I'm not talking about the 10 and 11. But once you hit 10, there's no difference between 10 and 100 and 1,000. It's all the same. However, the Mishnah now immediately contradicts itself. And the Mishnah says, B'mayeh, if there are 100, who aimer, and just instead of just saying Nevarech Elokeinu, you go and say Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. B'mayeh, v'hu aimer, Baruch Hu. B'elef, you have 1,000 people who aimer, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Wow. B'elef, v'hu aimer, Baruch Hu. But even if you have 10,000 aimer, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvokas Yoshev Akruvim Alamozin Shechavim. Wow. But even v'hu aimer, Baruch Hu. Now, says the Mishnah, ki inyan shu mevarech kach oinim achrav. Just the same way that he says, nevarech shechal nemishloi, nevarech alakenu shechal nemishloi, everybody answers on, baruch shechal nemishloi, the same thing. So here too, by the Reboi, they say, baruch Hashem, alakenu, alakenu, Yisrael, alakenu, tzvok, adjej, rekru, vim, alamu, shechal. Same nosach, he said, nevarech, or baruchu, and they said, baruch. Aha. Now, Rabbi Yosi Glili, I'm a fear that call, hey, Mavarchim. Rabbi Yosi Glili is really the Mandiyomar that just finished saying what we just said, that as the crowd gets larger, then you add additional titles to the Baruch Shemar, Makalis Baruch HaLakim Hashem Makar Yisrael. So therefore, as the call gets bigger, 100, 1,000, 10,000, you keep on adding more titles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Bekiva, no, Mamatzir makes a Knesset, just like in Shul. Echem Rumi Echem Muatim Oimer Baruch Hu Hashem. When you go and say Baruch Hu, you don't start counting. You certainly make sure you have 10. But once you have 10, you say, oh, do I have 100 here? Do I have 1,000? Do I have 10,000? No, you always say Baruch Hu Hashem. You don't say, because you have 10,000, Baruch Hu Hashem, Malakei Yisrael, Malakei Tzvokit. Same thing when it comes to benching, you make no distinction. So we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, Mitchum, when we learn the Shtickel, that when it said in the Mishnah before, that there's no difference between Echad Asar and Echad Asar Riboy, that's Rabbi Kiva, who says it makes no difference. You don't make differences of 100, 1,000, 10,000 like we meant the Mishnah. And those differences that we did make, that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So the Mishnah is a little bit out of order in terms of the names, but that's Pshat in the Mishnah, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel adds one footnote to all of this discussion. Rabbi Shmuel is not referring to benching, but he says, since you mentioned about Shul, that you say Baruch Hashem, we don't stop Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hashem, Amen, Vayra. It should be continued tomorrow.